Hi everyone. This is a quick notice to help you stay safe on WhatsApp. Please take note that no one in Stream Globe will ever contact you, call you, or send you any message requesting for any code or any number to participate in any kind of meeting. That is a scammer's trick. Also, if you're on any of our WhatsApp groups and any member of your WhatsApp group sends you unsolicited personal messages, feel free to report such a person to WhatsApp and they will automatically be blocked from sending you further messages. You can also report such a person's number to an admin in your WhatsApp group so such people can be removed from the group. Please stay safe on WhatsApp and remember to share Stream Globe devotional with your friends and contacts on WhatsApp. Let's spread the gospel through this wonderful platform. We invite you to tune in to the Stream Globe online radio. This is a 24-hour radio service providing you with the best of gospel music, sound Christian teachings, and your favorite Stream Globe devotionals. Share the link with a friend. You will find the link around the end of every devotional text.
Hello and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor SD Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Grace and Exploits. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. I have just read from the New Living Translation. Because of sound teachings on grace, Abdul now understood what it meant to walk in constant fellowship with the Holy Spirit. He started enjoying fellowship with the Holy Spirit in a way that he didn't know was possible. Also, he realized that his weaknesses were no more an issue. Abdul was a doctor and had to oversee the treatment of some patients with diseases that could not be cured by medical science. One of such patients, already dying of AIDS, caught his attention unusually. He felt led to pray for her, and he did. As he prayed, he knew the Holy Spirit was ministering to her, but she wasn't his patient, so he soon forgot all about her. 2 weeks later, Abdul was surprised to see that she was now sitting up and eating food by herself. This was a woman expected to die in a matter of days, but here she was recovering. Because of this, Abdul took special interest in her case. It was later discovered that that woman was now HIV negative. The Lord had miraculously healed her of tuberculosis and cured her of AIDS. Grace is not only empowering you to walk above the dominion of sin, it also empowers you to do exploits in this world. Grace is God's spiritual power at work in you, and it manifests in various ways, including healing the sick, casting out demons, walking in unusual wisdom and understanding, walking in diverse spiritual gifts. Go into today knowing that the grace of the Lord Jesus empowers you to do the natural supernaturally and the supernatural naturally. Our yearly Bible reading for today shall be taken from Psalms chapter 6 to chapter 8. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The audio comes up next, Psalms chapter 6 to chapter 8.
Psalm 6, for the director of music with stringed instruments, according to Sheminith, a psalm of David.
Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am faint. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in deep anguish. How long? Lord, how long? Turn, Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love. Among the dead, no one proclaims your name. Who praises you from the grave? I am worn out from my groaning. All night long I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears. My eyes grow weak with sorrow. They fail because of all my foes.
Away from me, all you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies will be overwhelmed with shame and anguish. They will turn back and suddenly be put to shame.
Psalm 7, a Shegeim of David, which he sang to the Lord concerning Cush, a Benjamite.
Lord, my God, I take refuge in you. Save and deliver me from all who pursue me, or they will tear me apart like a lion and rip me to pieces with no one to rescue me. Lord, my God, if I have done this and there is guilt on my hands, if I have repaid my ally with evil or without cause, have robbed my foe, then let my enemy pursue and overtake me. Let him trample my life to the ground and make me sleep in the dust.
Arise, Lord, in your anger. Rise up against the rage of my enemies. Awake, my God. Decree justice. Let the assembled peoples gather around you while you sit enthroned over them on high. Let the Lord judge the peoples. Vindicate me, Lord, according to my righteousness, according to my integrity, O Most High. Bring to an end the violence of the wicked, and make the righteous secure. You, the righteous God, who probes minds and hearts, my shield is God Most High, who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, a God who displays his wrath every day. If he does not relent, he will sharpen his sword. He will bend and string his bow. He has prepared his deadly weapons. He makes ready his flaming arrows. Those who are pregnant with evil conceive trouble and give birth to disillusionment. Those who dig a hole and scoop it out fall into the pit they have made. The trouble they cause recoils on them. Their violence comes down on their own heads. I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness. I will sing the praises of the name of the Lord Most High.
Psalm 8, for the director of music, according to Gittith, a psalm of David.
Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
You have set your glory above the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what are mere mortals that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas.
Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.